What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, September 25th here, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pau Hana Friday. And want to give you a little bit of a heads up. I'm still on this medication. The doctor would not let me pull back on it. So I'm kind of fuzzy. In fact, I'm even thinking Donald Trump is doing a good job. That's how powerful this medication is. And so today's show is going to be kind of random. I don't really have an organized talking points put together. But we're going to jump from topic to topic to topic. And I am going to be relying on the phone calls to get us through 3 hours of program here. And I want to start with this whole Biden situation where it begins with Hunter Biden getting some sweetheart deals in Ukraine while his father was vice president. And so there's a concern there that there was a little bit of politicking going on. And at one point, Hunter Biden was under investigation by the Ukraine prosecutor. And apparently, Joe Biden, through a serious financial gift, convinced the Ukraine government to fire the prosecutor and save his son that way. All right, that's step one. Step two is that apparently Donald Trump called the new president of Ukraine and they talked about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Trump is insisting there was no quid pro quo, but there's a concern that some $400 million in military aid was being held up by Trump until something got done about Hunter. Now, obviously, going into the election year, a conviction of Hunter Biden for corruption is going to reflect very badly on Joe Biden. And so that would give Donald Trump a tremendous advantage going into next year, if in fact he's running against Biden. I don't know that he's going to be running against Biden. Biden is fading in the polls. Warren is doing very well out in California. And there's always the fear that Hillary Rodham Clinton is going to save the Democratic Party by leaping on into the contest. And I would really hate to see that. All right, over on the carrier George Herbert Walker Bush, apparently three crew members killed themselves last week. And they're trying to figure out why, what's going on, what kind of pressure are these kids on that they just kill themselves. That's very sad. There's a lot of military suicides. There's got to be a lot of pressure on those kids. Okay, article coming here. It's called Protecting America from Assault Weapons. And they're still pushing that old idea of assault weapon this, assault weapon that. And the reality is that the vast majority of crimes and homicides are convicted with handguns, small arms. And the only time you see these so-called assault weapons used are on these very staged mass shootings. So the government really wants those assault weapons. They don't care if you have the handguns. They definitely want those long-reach military-style assault weapons out of the hands of the American people. They'll give them to the Mexicans, and fast and furious, they're giving them to the Israelis, but they don't want you to have them. A little bit of a double standard there, as you would. Okay, Nancy Pelosi seems to be drifting further and further to the left. And I don't know if it's an act of demonstration or a desperation, rather, because she's not doing very well. But she could lead America to the Civil War. I know 2 years ago, the idea of an American Civil War would have seemed extreme. Couldn't possibly happen here. But you've got all this violence on the side of the liberals. You've got the conservatives standing there saying, we're ready to fight back. And it's alarming. It's very, very alarming here. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This whole thing with Joe Biden's on my mind. He's on C-SPAN admitting that he withheld $1 billion, you know, for this prosecutor to not prosecute or the prosecutor to be fired. This is complete inversion. Mm-hmm. Is this death throes that we're seeing? Like, what is this?
Well, it's corruption. There's no question about it. And I know that Biden is actually on video admitting that he did this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is completely inversion. And I think the whole key here, Ukraine's the whole key. It shows the political, you know, the political establishment, the corruption, you know, with the Democratic Party and the deep state. I think Ukraine is the key here to unlock everything.
Well, I know that Ukraine has been in play for quite some time. The U.S. went on in there and they got rid of Yanukovych. They put in Poroshenko. Poroshenko was not well liked, and now they've got a new president in there. And the question is, which way will Ukraine go? Will they go to the EU, which is what the United States wants? Or will they merge with Russia, which is what the Ukrainians want?
I mean, they're their own independent nation. They can do whatever they want to do, as far as I'm concerned. But in my eyes, though, this is, wow, is all I got to say. This is, I don't know if this is, like I said, the death throes of the establishment because they're getting ready to be caught. Or, you know, like you said, this is plain corruption, but this is so open. You know, I just don't understand how anybody else can see how open and how corrupt this is. I mean, is this the straw that breaks the camel's back, is my question.
I would certainly hope so. We just have to make sure that we keep it out there in the eyes of the public. And as far as Ukraine being an independent nation and choosing its own free will, well, we've seen over the last several decades where the United States' attitude is, no, you're not your own free nation, and we're going to tell you where to go.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm glad, you know, give Miss Claire the best, and that's all I have for you today.
Okay, Claire, they're giving you the best. Says thank
you. Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You do sound a little better. Thank God for that.
Okay, well, good.
A couple of things. You know, if Trump really wanted to go after Hunter Biden, why didn't he do it in 2017 and 18? When the Republicans control the House and the Senate? And also, instead of sending Giuliani over to Ukraine, why didn't he have the FBI or the his friend in the Justice Department, the Attorney General, to do something? I read this morning where there were advisors to Trump in the White House. They told him, when you talk to the Ukraine president, don't bring up Biden or his son. He did it anyway. And after he had made that phone call, that is when Dan Coats quit, the United States ambassador to Ukraine. She quit.
Yep.
And when did the Ukrainians get the money? On 9/11, 2 days after the whistleblower gave a complaint to the Congress or the DNI.
Well, I think early on the idea was not to publicly embarrass Hunter Biden because it would look like a cheap shot against Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
And I think now that Biden is in the running for the presidency, Hunter becomes fair game.
Right. Well, you know, like you stated, though, Biden is losing points.
Yes.
Right. Now, Michael, did you read the transcript that was given to the public regarding the conversation?
No, I didn't get a chance to read that. But
okay,
I assume that there wasn't much of anything in it.
Well, the only thing, it sounds like Trump was being a mafia boss, telling the Ukraine president, if you want the $400 million, I want you to do a favor for me. And those are the exact words in the transcript. You sound like a Chicago thug or a mafia boss. You know, and go ahead.
Did he say exactly what the favor was supposed to be?
Well, he stated, well, you know, we are good friends with Ukraine, and we know that you need some military equipment. Yeah.
Okay, but he didn't say what the favor specifically was.
Well, not from this transcript. Maybe they edited it out. I don't know. But from this transcript, it's not in there.
Okay.
You know. But in the final point, right now, there is enough Democrats to impeach Trump, by the way. And Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, they are really concerned.
Okay, on what grounds are they going to impeach him?
Misusing the power of the president, acting like a thug toward another president of a different nation.
Well, I mean, Trump is hardly the first president to do that. I mean, you know, Truman certainly did. They didn't impeach him.
Again, in this particular case, Trump was doing something that would maybe help him in his campaign. And the other presidents, they have never done anything like that. It was mainly toward helping American citizens or the country. That's the difference.
Well, I don't know. LBJ did some underhanded shenanigans to help his own campaign and undermine John Kennedy.
But it was a displatant, though.
True. It wasn't displatant.
Yeah. And I think that's... And again, Trump has no one to blame but himself. His own advisors told him, don't make that phone call and don't mention Biden's name or his son's name. And he did it anyway. So he has no one to blame but himself.
Well, Trump was never very good about taking advice. That's for sure.
He's his worst enemy. And now the Democrats, you know, they found a trophy. Thanks to Trump, he gave the Democrats their trophy.
Absent a detail on the favor, I mean, Trump could have been asking for some nice Ukrainian food to be sent over to the White House, which is a big nothing.
But then why did he hold up the money that was going to Ukraine? They expected it in June. Why did he wait until September?
You know how expensive Ukrainian food is?
But again, you didn't answer my question. The money was coming toward the Ukraine.
It looks suspicious. There's a lot of smoke. I'm not seeing the fire yet.
Not yet. You know, and the whistleblower, he wants to meet with the Congress, and you know, God only knows what he has to say. So,
from what I read,
it's not just the phone call. There's other things that the whistleblower did not like. So, but right now, time will tell.
Yes.
Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You take care of yourself.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, apparently, as long as we're on the subject of medical mistakes and messing things up, apparently over in South Korea, there was a doctor reportedly performed an abortion on the wrong patient. And police are now investigating. You know, whoopsie, my bad. And Johns Hopkins did a study a while back, and they found the third leading cause of death in America is medical mistakes. They don't advertise that on the news. They talk about cancer and heart disease, and then they leap over to car accidents and so forth. But Johns Hopkins said, no, the third leading cause of death is medical mistakes. All right, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, proving that she knows absolutely nothing about what she's talking about, claims an AR-15 weighs as much as 10 boxes, not sure what a box means, and shoots a 50 caliber round. Well, that's definitely not true. Now, it's true that you can rechamber the AR-15, but the standard AR-15 that you buy from the sporting goods store fires a .223. And I don't know what she means by 10 boxes here. All righty. There's a new ad in the Kentucky gubernatorial race scorches Democrats on their radical gender policy. And I do think this gender policy is a weak point for the Democrats, because I think most people, they're getting fed up with this idea of transgenderism, and you can be a boy and think you're a girl, and you can dress in skirts, and you can have the surgery. And I think people are really kind of fed up with that. So I think that's going to backfire on them. All righty. California Representative Adam Schiff has been chasing his tail for days on the alleged whistleblower scandal that may be another nonsense story. Don't forget all the stuff about Kavanaugh. We know we get lied to a lot about stuff. All right, Fox News guest Michael Knowles calls climate activist Greta Thunberg a mentally ill child. The liberals need to say they exploded. How dare you say a climate person is mentally ill? But they are. If you look at the actual numbers, the world is not getting warmer. It's actually getting colder. We're getting fewer hurricanes. Supposed to get a little rain here today, but so far it hasn't happened. Now, Bernie Sanders is going way left with a new extreme wealth tax. And he's saying, I don't think that billionaires should exist, which of course will drive the billionaires to support Bernie's opponents. All righty. Choker under fire. Phoenix walks out of interview. Shooting victims send letters to Warner Brothers. Here. All right. Climate hysteria. Teen activist amasses 3,300 plus signatures for No Future, No Children pledge. And you know something? Anybody can put out a hashtag anything and acquire a whole bunch of signatures. I'm thinking of putting out, you know, a Michael Rivero is insane hashtag and see how many signatures I get on that. Interesting here. All right, there's a former GOP governor who's challenging Trump in 2020. He's claiming Trump committed treason, adds the penalty under U.S. code is death. They're just getting more and more extreme. They're just out there, you know, we've got to kill the guy. We've got to do this. And economic news, the global panic has just started. Greg Hunter interview with Egon von Greyers on USA Watchdog. We know the economy's in trouble. We know the economy's in serious trouble, and they don't know how to fix it. All they know how to do is print more money, spend it all over the banks to keep them liquid, not doing a thing for ordinary human beings. You're on your own there. Thank you. Good night. Now, Demi Moore is hopping on to the hashtag MeToo movement, saying she was raped at 15 by a man after he paid her mother $500. And there's an aspect to all of this child sexual trafficking that a lot of people don't pay attention to. Who is selling the children for the sexual exploitation? It's generally the mothers. It's not the fathers. Mothers have custody. He talks about that, though. Over in Detroit, they're fighting for a ban on facial recognition. And I think a good reason for that, it's just not accurate. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, you know, John Stadmiller is absolutely right. It looks like we're heading into a time of crisis in this country. And the other side, they're very well trained, at your expense, I might add. And you'd better be well trained yourself. Just having a gun doesn't make you effective. You have to go on out, you have to shoot at the range, you have to train with it, you have to train with the gun itself, taking it apart, putting it back together. The more you train, the better you will be. All right, let's take a phone call. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was going to talk about the coming Civil War. That's my first talking point, and then about Greta, this kid, the 16-year-old girl. And
yeah.
First of all, I don't see any future for the United States, because regardless whether Trump wins in 2020, maybe he wins in 2020 absent the vote fraud. We got, 22 million illegal aliens voting
yeah.
in the United States. All of them vote Democratic because the Democrats promised them all kinds of cookies and chocolate and welfare and all that stuff. So obviously they're going to vote Democrat, and which means that Donald Trump is done. And I'm the only one here in this community. I know 11 other Americans living in the Indy area, I might say. Well, far from where I am, but I call that in the area, in the Amazon. And they all have the same opinion. Donald Trump is a loser. And they all voted for him, okay, all of them. And they have no reason to lie to me. It's, I don't have any reason to lie to them because I also voted for Trump. So just like Dustin from New Jersey said, I feel ashamed because the guy let us down. We have no wall. The illegals continue to pour over the borders. I mean, nobody can say it better than Dustin in New Jersey and Tom from Florida. I understand their passion, and you know it's understandable. I mean, your country's being robbed from you, literally at gunpoint, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it. So what I'm foreseeing here is a situation where Elizabeth Warren might win the election, okay, with a lot of help from the illegal aliens, which means Donald Trump is toast. And in either case, even if Donald Trump wins, okay, he only has four more years after that, then one of these lunatics is bound to go into the White House, okay? Either one of them. I don't care which one, Elizabeth Warren or OAC or, you know, the PAC, all that stuff. So, you know, what I see in the future of the United States right now is what George Washington, I don't know if this is an anecdotal thing, whether it happened or not, but I read in some place on the Internet that George Washington had a very bad dream, a nightmare, and there was a very thick black cloud coming from Europe, crossing the Atlantic to the United States. And he woke up in a cold sweat, and he knew that the end of the United States is near. And I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I'm just what I read on the Internet. So it may just be a fable or, I don't know, something like that. And, you know, I think the United States is heading towards a civil war, Mike, whether you like it or not. You know what? I personally... I'm ex-military personnel as well, okay? When I was 19 years old, I was in Congo, okay, fighting the guerrilla warfare in the jungles of Congo, which incidentally didn't even stop today. They're still fighting the same damn war, okay, which I left behind 48 years ago, okay, 49 years ago. I left them in the same state as they are today. They keep fighting. They keep shooting themselves, the smithereens. And I was wondering the other day, why in the hell did I spend 3 years in the jungles in Congo? For what? I got money. I was a mercenary, okay? So I got paid real well. I was part of the French Foreign Legion. So I got money, $250,000, okay, in current value, the current value of today. So, but other, you know, beyond that, I was thinking, I said, what impact did I have there? I mean, I just shot a few guys. And some guys shot at me. I shot back at them. And basically today is the same thing. And nothing happened. Okay. The United Nations keeps gobbling money from the United States, supposedly to eliminate illiteracy and poverty in Africa. Mike, this has been going on for 70 years. Okay. And they haven't made any dent in poverty in Africa. A year and a half ago, I returned from Africa, okay? I went there for a two-week trip. I have some friends there. They settled in Africa after the war and all that. And, you know, and I was looking around, and I said, man, you know, I mean, this whole thing about a war back... Yes.
Mike, got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'll come right back to you after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Brazil. And Mike, you were telling us about how you did 2 weeks in Africa because you got some friends back there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been there. That was about a year and a half ago. I mean, they were kind of like they didn't want to talk to me. Most of them, were like what you might call a PTSD. For Christ's sake, I served for 3 years in the jungles of Africa, okay, which are a lot worse than the jungles in South America, I can tell you that, okay, because I know both of them. I live right in the jungle right here, like 6 miles away from where I live is pure jungle. And you got crocodiles and you got snakes, poisonous plants, and all that stuff, homicidal indigenous people that they'll kill you if they find you there. So I'm very used to this. But what I'm trying to say is this, that United Nations as an institution is a fraud, because we were getting paid, Mike, believe it or not by the French government. We were being paid. We were on the payroll of the United Nations. They were paying us to go and exterminate these people whom they called savages. Yeah, some of them were indeed savages, because I've seen people being impaled alive on sticks and beheaded in front of me, like five meters away from me. That's about, I'd say, maybe 8 feet away from me. So You know, I've seen the horrors of what a civil war is like, and I was supposedly there to keep the peace. Well, we've done everything but keep the peace. We started shooting at everything that was moving. We even killed friendly civilians. You know, we didn't know who they were, so we opened fire, we killed them. So some of us were tried, you know, for crimes, and some of us got acquitted. But to make a long story short, the United Nations is paying for all the stuff that happens in South Africa. And they're taking billions of dollars from both the United States and the rest of Western Europe just to put an end to the famine, to the illiteracy, which is rampant in Africa, and nothing. There is no result. They keep spending money. And you're the one, you,
they're
Mike
Rivero,
I, as an
doing.
American citizen as well, we're paying for this stuff, and nothing. There is no result. So all I want to say is this. The United Nations is the most evil institution there has ever been on this planet. And now my second point that I was going to say is Greta, this little kid. I feel sorry for her. Everybody thinks she's got Asperger's syndrome. No, she does not. I keep leaving comments on all the videos. She does not have Asperger's syndrome. What she does have is Down syndrome, mongolis. Look at her face.
Yeah.
It's unmistakable. Anybody. I told you, back in the States, I used to work as a paramedic. I've seen a lot of people with Down syndrome, all right? She's unmistakably a Down syndrome patient, and they use her to push this hoax, this global warming or climate change now. They changed that, to push the agenda. And they take advantage of this poor little kid. And I wonder, what are her parents saying about this? Are they getting any money? Now it turns out that George Soros financed the entire trip. And I told you yesterday when I called you that there were two ships at 2.8 nautical miles behind them where they could be out of sight. Nobody could see them. But they were there in case something happens to the yacht. Okay? So she was not really adventurous. I mean, I'm an adventurous guy, right? I went to the jungles of Africa, jungles of Amazon. I am an adventurer, but not her. She's not an adventurer. She had a backup. In case something bad happened, they were always there, 2.8, almost 3 nautical miles. That's about 5 miles, okay? So, gives you a little pause to think who these people are who are pushing this agenda, using a mentally retarded person. Well, she has a mild form of Down syndrome because I've seen worse cases that they are completely you cannot communicate with them. So she has the light side of Down syndrome, but she does not have Asperger's syndrome. Okay, let that be clear. Yeah. I know. I worked with them. I've seen them. I know what they do. And this girl does not have Asperger's syndrome. What she does have is Down syndrome. Okay, so. Make sure that people put this on any video they see, okay? I'm a trained paramedic. I studied for 5 years to be what I am, what I used to be, actually. I'm retired now, but, so make sure that you pass this along. This girl does not have Asperger's syndrome. She has Down syndrome. So with this last thought, Mike, I'm going to leave you, and thank you for your show, man. You're great. You're the best show anywhere. I mean, you're unique. To be honest with you, you're unique. Your show is unique, and so are your callers. Very intelligent. And
yes.
One caller yesterday was asking about Layla from Ontario. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what happened to her, too. Did she get arrested, or did she say something?
I don't know, but I miss her, too.
Yeah, I presume that, too, because she was very outspoken, and she's a very intelligent lady, and I have all my respect to go out to her. And I believe that somehow she got muffled. Somebody got her. Because, it's been, 2 months now or 3 months? I haven't heard.
Yep.
We haven't heard from her, you know, in 3 months, maybe even longer. I don't remember when was the last time she was on the show. But I assume
it's been a while.
3 months or so. Yeah. So, anyway, Mike, let me let you with this thought. And, hey, listen, one other question that I have for you. what condition was that medication that the doctor prescribed to you was for?
I really don't want to discuss my medical issues. It was a severe hangnail.
Was it for pain?
Yes. Yeah.
It was for pain. Okay, that figures. Okay, that figures. Now I understand, because they put me on oxycodone, and I had the same problem. Yeah, I felt very bad.
It's not oxycodone. It's something else.
Yeah,
Waga Waga.
That really does a number on you. Yeah, I know. But anyway, Mike, listen, have a good show now, and I'll call you some other time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Philip in Virginia. Philip, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Yeah, you are doing a great job considering what you're going through there, and trust that you'll be able to overcome it all and come back stronger on the other side. Thought about what your previous caller was talking about, this Greta, this media sensation, this media darling. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that they would say that she's got this condition, Asperger's, you know, to exploit that.
And they're building for sympathy.
Yeah, absolutely. And what your previous caller made a lot of sense. But what I really called about was the Ukraine debacle and latest fiasco. Actually, it's what we've witnessed once again is a military term called a tactical diversion.
Yeah.
To answer Jim from Chicago's question about the favor, it was about looking backwards and not looking forward to 2020. The president was asking a favor about looking into CrowdStrike's role into the meddling in the 2016 election. And,
okay.
Yeah, did you catch that? Did you read the transcript of the call yet?
I only read part of it.
Yeah, the favor was referring to CrowdStrike, that corrupt organization that was at the center of the entire controversy when it began. They're the ones that put out the false narrative, you know, that the Russians hacked the DNC, and then subsequently they would not... the DNC would not allow the FBI to examine the servers, and we've since learned from others like William Binney and his type that it was not a hack; it was actually a inside. Yeah. So that is. I just wanted to add that or answer that question.
If that's the quid pro quo for the $400 million. Then the Democrats have got nothing.
and you know, it's just business as usual, you know, with the Democrats and the fake news out there, the corporate media running cover for these criminals that mm-hmm. are above law. I'm so sick and tired of hearing these corrupt politicians like Nasty Pelosi and Schmucky Schumer and Pencil Neck Schiff talking mm-hmm. about that nobody's above the law. Well, if that's the case, then how come Bill and Hillary are not, you know, in being prosecuted, or Comey or McCabe or Clapper or Brennan or any of these people? No, what they're saying with nobody's above the law, it only refers to Republicans or, you know, people who don't go along with our agenda. You know, it is so infuriating to hear them. And, You know, I saw Nancy Pelosi come out last night with the flag in the background, and she had her little flag lapel on, lapel pin, and it reminded me of a statement. I forget who stated it. I think it might have been Will Rogers, but the last refuge of a scoundrel is patriotism.
Yes.
These people think that they're doing the bidding of the people, and they're not. They're actually guilty of treason. These people, I mean, and the media is letting them get by with it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is so infuriating. I mean, it reminds me of the, I guess it was Beverly Hills Cop, Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. You know, yeah. I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick, you know. And they do it all the time. They keep falling for it.
Yep.
No, that was that Dan Aykroyd? I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick.
That was Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, that was Eddie Murphy. I forget who the co-star was. It was Dan Aykroyd or somebody else. But anyway, yeah, they keep falling for the trick. And it's just, it's infuriating, Michael. And it's so transparent, and you and I can see this, but, you know, the media is failing in their duty as the self-proclaimed watchdogs of society. They're giving these deep state criminals a free pass.
Yes, they are.
Time
and
time and time again.
They're all liberals.
Yeah, so what this Ukraine thing is basically has been a tactical diversion because they need to divert attention away from the fact that, and I didn't vote for Trump. I'm an objective observer, and I see that this man has been subjected to things that we have never, ever seen before in our life.
Yes.
And that's why I support this guy. And in spite of all of the damn deep state tricks, he is getting stronger. Did you hear about the latest, I think it was a Rasmussen poll. I mean, he's up around pushing 55%.
Yep.
And they're freaking out, and that's what this is all about, to try and slow his momentum down. And in spite of all of his shortcomings that we know,
they're building sympathy for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he hasn't been the perfect president,
no.
But he is trying to get some certain things done. You know, he's not coming through on the wall like we'd like him to, but you know, we still got to coalesce, and we need to just don't throw in the towel, because he's not satisfying our instant gratification. Okay, I know he's got major problems, but still, in light of what he's up against, I mean, it was one man against the world, it seems like, you know. And we're trying to get we get upset because he hasn't been able to reverse, you know, 50 plus years of corruption, you know. So I thought I heard a click. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, guys, just, you know, bear with him. You know, we know that he's got problems, but you got to see the whole big picture. And, you know, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, come on, people. Elizabeth, he is going to demolish her, okay? Go ahead, Elizabeth. Get out there. You wanted this, you fake, phony fraud. He's going to tear her up. So, now we need to hang together, or we're going to hang separate. And, you know, all of these deep state tactics and tricks are, you know, this is the what Schmucky Schumer talked about years ago. Intelligence agencies have 6 ways to Sunday to get back at him. What kind of a statement is that? What kind of a statement is that? That is an admission,
Brett,
that there are domestic enemies in this country, in the intelligence community.
Yes.
And he needs to put on, like you say, the presidential brass knuckles and knock these guys out.
Yes.
And I know that he's not going to do that because he's getting bad information. One of the other things that was stated during the 2016 campaign, Harry Reid infamously said, what these intel guys got to do is just give him bad information. And I think that's one of the problems that he has, like with Iran and Syria. We're seeing he's getting bad information. He needs to get Pompeo out of there. He needs to get somebody else in there that's going to, you know, be more on board with his... Okay, Mike, have a great
book. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you feeling? You sound like you got like a little allergy going or something.
Well, it's this medication the doctor has me on, and it's just got me fuzzed out.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about Trump's popularity. I guess like I'm kind of like Fred from Iowa, you know. You've heard me talk about this before, that I think this is all-star wrestling. I think Trump and the media and the Democrats are playing the American people for a bunch of fools.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is getting browbeaten into popularity by the media and the Democrats, turning him into the underdog. This is I think this is out of Rules for Radicals tactic, but I don't buy this at all. Now, this could be the Democrats' way of avoiding getting into this gun control legislation, because even though they've hit us hard with shootings, maybe gun control legislation is just not that popular. But didn't this event happen in July or something, this phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they had this on the shelf, ready to go for something to get in the way of not having to do something. There's just too much of this, in my mind, this phony combat to, you know, cover up what Trump's not doing. People think Trump's doing a good job. Well, I guess you got to be, you know, okay, if you think Trump's doing a good job, it's a free country. But I just don't see it. So I don't know. I don't know who these people are that Trump's doing a good job, unless you're you know, a bigger Israel firster.
Or an illegal.
Anyways, and one more comment. I think if gun control does surface above this, if it surfaces in this scandal, I mm-hmm. think that if gun owners aren't as active as Antifa, or if they're not as active as these people in the climate change movement, I think these guys are going to get hammered on the gun laws. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. This could be to cover up. Maybe this is just to get by and not have to deal with the gun control issue. But this thing's been on the shelf since last summer, and I'm suspicious of it. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, I'll tell you what the weakness of the conservatives is. They're too polite. They're too restrained. You've got the gun grabbers, the climate people, Antifa. They're out there screaming and yelling and frothing at the mouth. And the conservatives are just standing there and saying, can we have a reasonable discussion? And, of course, it never happens. All right, Rick, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Best wishes, Michael. Hoping you to have better health, and hope you get over whatever you got there. I just, it was an observation of mine. They always trot out these kids.
Wait a minute, Miles. Got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to do station identification. We'll be right back.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.